I need to update a story that we started the program with that made no sense to me. We talked a lot about the stolen tablets that were worth, according to, was it Channel 5 we read that story from?
Over $100,000.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Okay. What's the update?
Yeah, it's important because remember I said to you, none of this makes sense. There's a reason why. Someone added a zero. I reached out to the Clay County prosecutor during the break, and I said, can you help us understand why KCI would be involved in an investigation involving tablets, which makes no sense to me? Are we talking a chisel? Are we talking hundreds of years ago? Are we talking an iPad? Like, what is this? It doesn't make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just got the probable cause. Can I please just update our listeners? Because it will make much more sense when you hear this. In fact, the Kansas City International Police did contact authorities after figuring out that there were stolen electronic items between these certain dates at 1013 Mexico City Avenue, which, by the way, is in Platte County. Okay? Mm-hmm. During their investigation, confidential sources identified the now charged 28-year-old as being involved in the selling of the stolen items. So they put together a task force, Scott. Clay County, KCI, at one point Lenexa is involved. I don't know why. And they all swoop in to Scotty's house. That is what he is called. Where they say they find one missing and presumed stolen Amazon Fire tablet. Okay. Turns out he allegedly tried to sell that thing online for $40. Now you might be asking, how do we get from $40 to hundreds of thousands of stolen items involving KCI? It appears Channel 5 added a zero. The total value of the 10 electronic items that they found on this person, 7 Amazon Fire tablets, 3 Amazon doorbell cameras, and some meth. The entire value is $969.90.
I'm glad we blew two segments on $969 stolen goods.
It said hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I thought, my God, what did they take from Amazon? I think they meant hundreds of dollars. Okay. The more you know. Sometimes it helps to just pull the PC.
Editing is fundamental.
Everything makes a lot more sense when it's a dude with some meth and 6 tablets.
Or maybe don't hire journalists right out of college.
Right. I'm just saying. It's $900.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars is a lot of meth.
Involving 4 agencies.
None of that makes sense. Why would you get 4 agencies involved for less than $1,000 of stolen goods?
Maybe he only had $900 worth of stolen crap on his possession, and somehow there is a dark underground ring operating.
All right.
Where the Amazon Fire tablet is.
I'm done with this story.
Apparently, a very high dollar item.
I'm totally done with this story.
Well,
were they $46,000 each?
The CBS News, the Air Force overpaid for soap dispensers. You remember hearing about the $500 hammers back in the day
and
$1,000 toilet seats. The Air Force overpaid for soap dispensers used in the bathrooms of C-17 military aircraft by 8,000%.
Wait.
That one's not a typo. It actually is 8,000%.
Soap dispensers
used
in a crapper?
In a restroom.
In an aircraft?
Right. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, a C-17 is...
It's a cargo plane.
It's a cargo plane, yeah.
So we're not talking a PJ fancy private bathroom with all the bells and whistles.
No, we're talking about...
on board.
Squat
latrine.
And do what you got to do.
Basically, the fuselage is mostly empty. And they just load it with military equipment that needs to go somewhere. Well, somewhere in that plane, there's a bathroom in case one of the pilots needs to go to the restroom.
Okay.
Well, they have soap dispensers in there for cleanliness and sanitation.
Right. Got to wash your hands.
Absolutely. Employees must wash their hands before returning to work. They paid 80 times the price of a similar available dispenser. The dispensers were one of about a dozen spare parts for which Boeing overcharged the Air Force, according to the report. There's Boeing again.
by $1 million.
Yep.
Was this malfeasance, perhaps? Now,
listen to this, Dan. They reviewed 46 ignorance. Spare parts. And I think this was a random review. Let's pick 46 things, like an audit. Let's pick 46 things and just see what we come up with. Only 9 of the 46 were purchased at, quote, fair and reasonable market value.
It's called fleecing the government. And they allow you to do it all the time because it's easy to write a check with other people's money.
And you wonder where our tax dollars go.
No, well, I don't.
While the cost that Boeing charged per dispenser was redacted, we're going to need you to do this math. While the cost that Boeing charged per dispenser was redacted from the audit, in total, the Air Force overpaid for the dispensers by $149,072.
That's going to cut into their food.
Let's say how many C-17s exist in the Air Force fleet? If they outfitted every single C-17 that the United States operates, they were probably
these would have been newer ones.
Hundreds or thousands of dollars per soap dispenser.
Correct.
And by the way, they do look like the kind that sit there on Velcro, and you push down, little foam comes out. Mm-hmm. That's what these look like.
Oh, this is a run-of-the-mill 99-cent store purchase.
Like every airplane bathroom that you've ever seen.
Sophisticated technology.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.